Marty, thanks for joining us for an update this week on what the bulletin has in store for us. We're starting things off with a number of candidates announcing they are seeking office.
Yes, and this year and next year for that matter. And the bulletin has actually been profiling candidates as they have been announcing and as Mike Cook has the time to interview them. And so we haven't really grouped them together. We just do them as they come. And I'm sure later, closer to the election in November, we'll organize it in a fashion that gives everybody kind of the same platform, as it were, in the paper. But this week we have three candidates. One is Gina Montoya Ortega. She, I have a feeling, and when you read what she is talking about, this whole Valley Drive reconstruction is really what got her into the race, because she and her husband Ray owned Fiesta Bakery down there, which closed due to the construction. And it's really the high-profile business that did close. The other businesses down there are really hurting. But she's very angry at the way that came down, and she feels the city didn't do its part in researching how to do this and how to communicate it with the business owners. And so she's her anger is palpable in this article. And she says, quote, "If you're brave enough to open a business in Las Cruces, more power to you. It's almost impossible. It's who you know." So she talked about that and other issues that she would like to see go through if she is elected mayor. Now, she is one of, Greg Smith, Councillor Smith, has announced that he will not reseek his seat. He's going to run for mayor. And Mayor Miyagashima has not yet announced whether he's going to run again, but that could be possibly at least three candidates for mayor. We also have Antoinette Reyes. She is making her second bid for elective office, in District 4 of the Las Cruces City Council. She finished second in a five-way Democratic primary for Doñana County Commission, District 1 in 2018. And now she's running for city council. And she's a private contractor working in health, education, and energy. Has a bachelor's degree in anthropology and applied sciences from NMSU and completing a master's degree at NMSU. And she talks about what she'd like to see, more detailed audit reports and more expansion of community schools in Las Cruces. And also in 2020, we have a contender in the Republican side for U.S. House District 2. Now, Yvette Harrell is running again. She barely lost to Torres Small. But now Chris Mathis, a Las Cruces businessman, will be in the Republican primary for that District 2 seat. So that'll make it interesting on the Republican side. As we know, they don't have a real deep bench in this part of the state. So a real primary there.
Now, I know you mentioned that the Bulletin has already run candidates who are seeking municipal offices in Las Cruces and other offices as well. I'm sure you'll have more in store for us as we move closer to elections.
Yeah, I forgot to mention Robert Palacios and Johanna Bencomo are also running the seat that Reyes has announced for.
Okay, now one thing with elections and voting is that if you are living in Las Cruces, there is going to be a new ranked choice voting happening in this year's election. Now, there has been efforts to educate folks about ranked choice voting. You have a story on that, is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Mike Cook does. And he basically, ranked choice is, it gives the whole idea is to avoid runoffs and costly and time consuming runoffs. So you choose your second choice and your third choice. And if nobody gets a majority of 50%, then they factor in the second and third choices, and that's how they come up with a winner. So we'll see.
Okay, Marty, we don't have much time left, but I do want to have some information about what you have in store for us with the arts. There is a new exhibition at the Farm and Ranch Museum.
Diana Swan has that. We also have a story on an exhibit at Salut des Messies. A lot of pretty pictures in the art section from our local artists.
A colorful Las Cruces bulletin in store Indeed. For all of us this week. Marty Racine is managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.